Revolution, Volume 5, Episode 81. Back again, back on a Saturday afternoon.
Go figure.
It's Brunchcast.
It's the One Man Revolution podcast. I'm your host, The Revolutionary. I'm joined by...
The Comrade.
And...
The Wanderer.
And a...
Fellow Traveler.
Hi! We got it right on the first time.
We got a pro. We got a pro here, man.
I know. It helps us from...
It's so awesome.
Well, but I don't know if her skills will transfer.
We'll find out.
All right, so that's a...
I've produced a podcast.
No, hey! I was making a prostitution joke.
Oh.
All right, so...
It explains the fishnets.
I know, it explains the fishnets. It is only 895 days until the Constitution will allow us to have another president who hopefully will not be a member of the American Fascist Party. I mean, we're hoping. We're
He's
just
hopefully
hoping.
Not a Nazi.
El Sayed 2028.
Oh, let's not do that. That's like that's like saying, you know, Obama 2028, you know.
What?
Because if Trump runs again, you know, which he will. By the way, I hope Donald John Trump runs again in 2020 for 2028.
Same.
Does everyone want to know why I hope he does that?
Because you want to delay the elections and see what happens when you put him on like a different odd year?
No, because what ends up happening is that every single vote that goes to him is thrown away because it's unconstitutional.
I figure it'll be in lawsuits way before it even actually gets to election day.
Hasn't he done a lot of things that are unconstitutional?
Yeah, but the fun part about this one is. And I need to be very clear because the Peanut Gallery says the same thing. I have to be really clear about this. They can only go so far when it comes to the actual operation of our country.
True.
And when it comes right down to it, it all falls apart. So this week, Mitch McConnell went home.
According to staff.
Like
my favorite thing was CNN going, Mitch McConnell says he's fine. No, he didn't.
You know, Lisa Marie kept her husband, or not her son's body in his room for weeks after he passed. So he can go. Yeah. The body can go home all at once.
Yeah, wasn't there a president mean it's who alive. Died like 3 weeks in, and his wife ran the country for like the whole term,
almost like 3 years?
Isn't that
who was that?
Is Pierce? It bathtub?
It was Pierce. No, not William H. Taft. It was the guy who died of, well, he died. They didn't have an election for like 2 years and because he died of like consumption or something. Yeah. And so that was the end of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've had a woman president.
We have
had,
already
our,
had a woman
that
president.
That was our first gay Republican president.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dying of that consumption.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Consumption. Ooh. Well, that's one. Yep.
Got it.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah. So I am drinking. Since that's what the show's all about anyway. Old Chub by Oscar Blues.
Oh, you got one too?
The Comrade. What? Oh. Technically, I have the oldest chub in the room.
Hey,
but Oscar, yeah, because the Canadian's not here. So Oscar Blues, of course, not necessarily shipped down here. They're working on getting shipped everywhere again. But the Comrade was up in the Carolinas, and he brought back a bunch of beers.
Yeah.
So here is an Old Chub.
Yeah. I took the long way to Western North Carolina through Asheville, and I bought a trunk full of beer, and I bring it in piece by piece here because it's fun to
do. Ah, it's an Old Chub.
Okay,
it's that,
Smokey.
It's that Scott. It's a.
I bought a whiskey distilled in a small town in Tennessee. Specifically because I wanted a locally distilled whiskey.
I'm just like, every time I buy alcohol outside of the state, I'm just like, I am sneaky.
Eastbound and down.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Am I like, who's paying tariffs? Not me.
And I also have a full-size Negroni.
So there you go.
With actual Campari.
I don't know, man. That looks like a half-chip Negroni.
No, it's only...
It's what's left of a full-size Negroni.
Yeah, that's... we're not counting.
No.
It's Brunchcast.
So because I'm... sensible person, and I needed to hydrate. I have all day IPA by Founders, and I don't know what this is called, but it's delicious.
It was that one that that guy did on the Instagrams.
Yeah, so it's one measure Aperol, one measure rosé, and a half measure each of soda and champagne with a lime.
Oh, you added to it, so you added some. So it's some form of spritz at this point.
It's a liquor drink.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, but it's delicious.
That's a spritz at this point.
It gets you drunk, and that's what matters.
You're going to want a half gallon of this by the pool. Yeah.
Oh,
day.
It is so good. It's crushable.
It's so good.
I don't like bitter, and it's pretty. And it's a little bitter, but it's pretty refreshing. I can't lie.
Yeah. It's bitter, but not dry.
Yeah. I got Paul's Pilsner from that's Innovation one of my North Carolina beers. Brewing. Yeah. Shout out to Silva in Dillsboro, North Carolina. Innovation Brewery.
I'm from there, and I've never been.
So I was unfamiliar with the North Carolina package laws when I got there. So I found a liquor store, and I walked in and said, "Where's the beer?" And they said, "Grocery store." I'm like, "Oh, right."
Yeah, that's like me when I'm here, and I'm like, I go to a store that's not a liquor store, and I'm like, I can get liquor here.
Yeah.
You can get liquor any.
Pretty much.
You don't have to have like an ABC.
I don't have to go to the ABC store. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The fact that I can get liquor DoorDash to my door became a problem for me.
Well, you know, it's liquor
one
in the front.
One of us.
And that is why they don't allow that.
We don't do that anymore because I had an actual problem.
Yeah. It's liquor in the front and poker in the rear. That's what we look at.
The liquor can come into my house, but when it's done, it has to leave my house.
Okay, or we else. Get it. We don't live together.
Oh, we've got the wrong name on the broadcast.
Oh, who told us this?
Kevin did.
Of course, Kevin did. Thank you, Kevin. Oh,
Kevin's our best fan.
Yeah.
He's got our production when we don't.
I'm drinking a Michelob.
No. Modelo?
A Modelo.
Is it Oro, right?
With the lime.
With lime.
Beautiful.
And then I just finished a mimosa.
Oh, very limes? Good.
Where do I find limes?
Oh, they're in the... I was like, where are they?
Hiding. Yeah, they got sliced up for me. And I put them in the can.
Where they belong.
Like, I'm like squeezed, checking my chair.
Them into the can.
It would have been so funny if you reached into your little pouch and pulled out a lime.
I was trying to squeeze the juice in there, and then it kept squirting on me, and then it kept squirting on you, and I felt really bad. So I was like, I'm not going to do that.
We're on Twitch. We can't do that yet.